Right, my name's Stephen. I'm an RLC chef. I'm based in Faberoulet in the Upper Gresh Valley. I've been here since the 15th of March. We're approximately feeding 450 lads. I said at the moment it's hard work. We've been working full on ever since we got here, doing roughly 12-hour days every day. Some days have been good, some days it's been hard, depending on the heat and the temperature. It affects your concentration with the heat. So it just makes you feel a bit lethargic. When I first got here for the first couple of weeks, myself and the chef were just constantly drinking water just to keep ourselves hydrated whilst we're still acclimatising, which was hard just doing that on its own, never mind your job at hand. Obviously the sweating doesn't help neither, because it makes you feel uncomfortable when you're cooking in the kitchen. Well, we do four choices for lunch and evening meal. We've got a 14-day menu cycle, so each day is different, so it stops us repeating our menus too many times, so the boys don't get bored of the food, and we try and keep the food as interesting as possible. When we get a resupply, we do a theme night. So we tend to do one theme night every 2 weeks, which could be anything from an Indian to a Chinese or a barbecue, just something to get, just to raise the morale. It means the lads don't have to cook, so they can concentrate on their job and what it is they need to carry out. Especially in this place, you're feeding 450 people. Unless you're a qualified trained chef, most people would find it very difficult to cook for those numbers. And I think that's why we're important as chefs, being out here feeding the boys, especially in forward locations like this. The best bit is when you see all the lads coming through the hot plate, and they're just happy to get fresh food, nice fresh food. Sweets, salads, stuff like that, and you just see the morale boost in the lads straight away. That inspires me, and that's what keeps me going on my job. Like I say, I miss my family and my girlfriend, and I can't wait to see you again, and I love you all.